Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. With Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway annual general meeting being held last weekend, an event that is known as the Woodstock for investors, I thought it a timely reminder to touch on some of the master investors' tips on creating long-term wealth and how to keep it. And I've also added a bit of Wealth Within flair to Mr. Buffett's methodology. So here are Warren's five tips. Number one, fear in others is an opportunity for you. Or in other words, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. This is a tried and true statement that has worked so well for Warren Buffett over the years and has allowed his investment company, Berkshire Hathaway, to either take huge positions or take over solid companies at extraordinarily low prices. This value-minded investing legend then sits back and watches the money come rolling in. The Wealth Within methodology also takes a similar stance when we say, don't follow the herd, for the simple reason that if you follow everyone else, you'll end up with what everyone else has. And that is generally very little when it comes to investing. This statement is particularly relevant for the current economic climate. There have been many opportunities for great trades. However, a lot of people will simply bury their heads in the sand based on all the bad news in the media. The smart trader, however, will look at opportunities as they come to hand and make a sound decision based on their analysis. As Warren says, the irrational fear of the herd is a dear friend to the value-minded investor. When everybody else stampedes, quickly work through your own fear and get back to business. Invest in what you understand is tip number two. It doesn't matter how good a deal you've found or how good an investment opportunity seems, if you don't understand how it works, steer clear. Now, you probably know someone who is always rushing from one perfect investment opportunity to the next, whether it be CFDs, foreign exchange, etc., etc. Unless you can simply afford to watch your money go down the drain, and I don't think that's many of us, you need to steer clear of investments that you don't fully understand. Number three, maintain a healthy margin. Warren Buffett makes the comment that Berkshire Hathaway pay a steep price to maintain their premier financial strength. The $20 billion plus of cash that they have may not earn much in terms of just earning interest, but they do sleep well. For most individuals, the idea of even $5,000 in the bank seems like a far-fetched dream. Keeping 6 months' worth of living expenses in a separate account is good personal financial sense. Holding enough cash to get you through times of uncertainty in your business has the same result of keeping you free of fear-based blunders. Number four. Concentrate on long-term results. In the end, what counts in investing is what you pay for a business, through the purchase of a small piece of it in the stock market, and what that business earns in the succeeding decade or two. Once you've put the first three tips into practice, it's important to remember that tremendous value is most often gained over the long term. Look at what might happen over the next 15 or 20 years and invest accordingly. You've got your cushion, so you're not afraid of dips in the market. You're working within the bounds of what you understand well. You also have the ability to operate calmly when the rest of the world has gone nuts. Putting some focus on four tips should be no big deal for you. Now, as you know, at Wealth Within, we're more technically based traders, and we're unlikely to be invested in a position for 15 to 20 years. However, Warren's point about having a cushion is an important distinction here. We obviously use a stop loss to protect the downside, but you should obviously have enough cash in your portfolio whereby enacting a stop loss will not completely erode your capital. So make sure you set a stop loss at a suitable level. And tip number five, take full responsibility for your investment decisions. Warren Buffett makes the comment that if Berkshire Hathaway ever gets in trouble, it will be his fault. It will not be because of misjudgments made by a risk committee or chief risk officer. Make the success or failure of your investments personal and take responsibility for all your decisions. You might have the smartest consultant of all time, but that's no excuse to shirk your responsibilities. If something goes wrong at Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett takes responsibility for the mishap and works to fix the problem as quickly as possible. Now, this goes for all of us traders. Too often we see people simply hand over their money to an advisor with the expectation that the advisor will do the right thing. Now, as a lot of people have found out during the GFC, a lot of advisors don't really know a lot about the market. So are they to blame? Well, in part, yes. However, your money is your responsibility. And investing in your own financial education is money well spent so that you can also create wealth over the long term. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.